Hey guys, back in the saddle after a brief pause. Pause was a lot shorter than I had originally thought it would be. I didn't know if we would ever reach episode 60, but guess what? Here we are. In case you haven't noticed, this is Jen, and there is one glaringly obvious spot that is not being filled today. Yep, Carrie has prior obligations and commitments, and will no longer be able to do the show with us. I've said that twice in a year's time, and I'm getting really tired of saying it, guys. I'm here to tell you. But I have already decided if I did the podcast by myself, we would be sponsored by the National Insomniac Convention, because we would be putting people to sleep. So it's boring for me to do it alone. For you guys to listen, God, I can't even imagine. So this is what we're going to do. I have somebody here with me, and you know him, you love him. He's from the inception of the show as well, so my temporary, possibly, co-host for now. Everybody say hey to Barry. Barry, say hey to everybody.
Hi, everybody. It's exciting to be back. Of course, I've been on a couple of times since, I originally left the show. But, It's exciting to be back.
Yep, we are glad to have you. You definitely put a interesting twist on events. So what do you think about the Hiddle Baby being so secret?
You know, I mean, you can't blame them. I think maybe it's something to do with, the whole British level of celebrity, because, I'm a big fan of a British pop star by the name of Robbie Williams, and he has, three kids now, and the oldest is like 7 or 8 now, and we still have never seen a picture of them from the front. And, he's been very, very careful. They're in videos and photos and everything, but they always have their back to the camera or things like that. And he's asked, the paparazzi, he says, hey, look, this is my kid. If you accidentally get a picture of her face or whatever,
please don't use it.
Yeah, and they've done it. The fact that Robbie's been able to do that so well for so long, it doesn't really surprise me that Tom Hiddleston's able to do it as well.
Well, you also have to remember that it's not just the whole famous actor deal. His soon-to-be wife, now wife, they may have already gotten married and not told anybody, no telling, but Zawe, her father and grandfather, are both in the political arena.
Oh, okay.
Her grandfather was the prime minister, I want to say he was the prime minister. Maybe. I'll have to double check that. But yeah, they both are very, very high up in politics. So it could be that as well. Hiddleston has often, however, said that he understands the public's need for information, but there are certain things that are sacrosanct, and his private life is one of them.
Yeah, and especially when it concerns a child. I mean, there's no reason why the child has not, asked to be a part of this life.
Asked to be a celebrity.
Exactly. So, once his child, whether it be male or female, gets old enough and they start appearing in commercials or whatever,
right,
then that's a different thing, but until then, let him be a kid.
Right. Well, exactly. And, as much as I would love to know, because I really would, boy or girl, does it look like Tom? Does it look like Zawe? Is it redheaded? Just all kinds of stuff. And when was the exact day it was born? I mean, come on, we don't even know that. So, as much as I would love to have this information, as much as I would love to be able to say, okay, guys, I got it. This is part of his life that absolutely deserves every ounce of respect that we can possibly give him. And of course, Zawe as well. They both deserve the utmost, and the child as well, and it could put the baby in danger should its Yeah, should it be known to the general public? Everybody knows that Hiddleston has money.
Yeah.
So, you know, that could possibly, you know, end up being a detriment if too much is known about the child.
Yeah.
But yeah, so although we hate it, he definitely has earned that respect and the ability to keep his private life private. You know, we got to give it to him. He's done so much more on that aspect than 99.9% of every other celebrity who says they want their private life private. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have to ask you, have you seen the new Loki season 2 first look trailer?
I have not.
Okay. Yeah. Before the next episode, you definitely need to watch it.
What next episode? Episode when?
Oh, no, I meant the next episode of the podcast. Before the next episode of the podcast, you need to watch it. Because, yeah, I'm curious to get your reaction to it.
Uh-oh, you don't sound... Can you speak up just a little bit, sweet? I'm sorry. But you don't sound really thrilled about it.
No, I mean, it looks interesting.
That's much better.
It's a little over a minute long. And, yeah, they released it a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
I'll send you the link.
Well, see, I have no TV. If I watch anything at all, I watch it either on my computer or on my Kindle or on my phone. So,
right.
You know, and there for a while I was having issues. My power strip decided to quit working. And just so I was having issues with keeping everything charged because I do have the computer and the Kindle and the phone and this. And my hotspot has to be charged and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, I really wasn't using a whole lot of charge time or space to watch movies or TV or anything. And it's gotten to the point that I'm so used to not having a TV. Because I've been without a TV since July.
Right.
So it's just gotten to the point that I'm so used to not having a TV. I don't even think about it now. Unless someone else mentions it. So, but yeah. So I will definitely give that a look. See, do you have right off the top of your head when the episode or season 2 is supposed to premiere?
No, I don't.
I can check that if you will give me just a second.
Sure.
But yeah, so you know what we're doing tonight, right?
Yeah, we're talking Hiddle Bits, right?
We are talking Hiddle Bits. I'd forgotten that. Yes, we are doing Hiddle Facts. Yes, we are. And I think next episode, next podcast, I do believe we are going to do some deposition.
Deposition. Okay. We're going deep depth.
Absolutely. Most definitely. I'd like to deep depth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, I got pulled into a conversation about cheating on your partner by my stepfather, and he said, everybody is a cheater. Everybody is. It's just some people have a little bit higher standard than others. I was like, what are you talking about? He said, if Johnny Depp called you up and said, meet me at the hotel, if you had to kill somebody to get there, you would do it. I said, well, yeah. He said, okay, then you're a cheater too. You just have higher standards. I was like, well, damn. All right. Okay. I got to give you that one.
Well, that's like those couples who always give each other, you know, the hall pass. You know, if you ever have a chance to sleep with Johnny Depp, you know, they're like, hey, go for it.
I don't care what you say. If I have the chance to sleep with Johnny Depp, I don't care what you say or who you are. You don't have an option.
Yeah.
Your attitude does not enter into my calculations. All right, let's see. Second season is scheduled to debut for Loki in where'd it go? Mid-2023. It does not give an exact date. Just mid-2023. So, we're probably looking about the same as Loki Season 1, which premiered, what, June?
Yeah, I think it was June. Now, I haven't heard how many episodes season two is. Is it going to be the same as the first?
Let's see. Consists of 6 episodes and is part of phase 5 of the MCU.
See, I wish it was going to be longer. You know, the Daredevil show they've announced, it's going to be something like 16 or 17 episodes.
Now, see,
it's going to be huge.
Yeah, that's what they should do with Loki right there. Is, you know, instead of these, essentially, it's a miniseries. It's not a you know, whatever. It's a miniseries.
Yeah.
Get 12, 15 episodes on that thing. You know, forget this. Just, you know, 6 episodes, 5 episodes. You know what? We are barely getting used to being in front of the TV and turning it on when these things premiere. And you're done already. No.
I would think at least a 10 episode season.
At least 10. Agreed. Let's see. Episodes are written by Eric Martin with Justin Benson and Aaron Moorhead directing. And of course, we've got Hiddleston as Loki. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce her name, but the same woman who played Ravonna will also play Ravonna. You've got Casey comes back. Casey, you know, the one that said that Loki was going to turn him into a fish.
Yes,
he's back. Tara Strong voicing Miss Minutes. Sophia DiMartino as Sylvie. And, of course, Owen Wilson as Mobius.
Nice.
So, it looks like they got everybody important from the first one to sign on again as the second one. As their characters for the second one. So it looks like it's going to be pretty cool.
Well, I know Quantumania, the new Ant-Man film, comes out in a couple weeks. It's mid-February.
Okay.
I doubt there's going to be any Loki cameo in it, even though Kang is the big villain, and he's spinning directly out of the Loki series.
Right, but, that would be cool, though.
Yeah,
and
I'll definitely be seeing it, and if there's a cameo, I will definitely yell loud enough that you can hear me.
Oh, awesome. And with this also, you know, it's not a movie. It is a TV series. However, with it being part of the MCU, that brings Loki back to life for the MCU. So we may very well get more movie time, more playtime with Hiddleston as Loki. So that's definitely something to look forward to. I know I'm certainly looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be awesome.
I mean, I'd love to see him, you know, have a reunion with Thor. Because it was, as much as I liked Love and Thunder, and I did enjoy it, it was weird not having Loki in it, even though we did get to see his Loki tattoo.
Okay. I still say he needs a nice freaking bite mark right on that ass cheek.
Well, yeah, it was surprising in the theater, and it's like, whoa, there's Thor.
Yeah, you can see his Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
Woo! But I swear to God, how these guys, they're solid as fucking rocks. They look like they were carved from granite.
Yeah.
Until they drop trowel, and then you're like, oh God, he's got such a little bubble butt.
Yeah.
And Hiddleston's just long and lean, and I mean, yeah, he's got the muscle, but definitely cut.
Yeah.
Speaking of, got a picture of one of my children, which I haven't seen my younger set of twins in almost 4 years now.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's been almost 4. They were 17 when I left. They just turned 20.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, they live all the way, a good 28, 29 hour car drive away
it's
from
just
me.
Time really flies.
It really does. Yeah, you think you hadn't seen... Oh, I hadn't seen them in a couple of years. No, it's been more like 20. I ran into a girl I went to high school with. Do you remember Becky? Oh, God, what was her last name? Tall, thin, hung out with me and Peavy.
Yeah, she was blonde in high school, right?
Sometimes.
Okay, yeah, I think I remember Becky, yeah.
Yeah. She came into the to where I work the other day.
Oh, wow.
Yup, it was like, so she looked at me. She did a double take. I said, yeah, honey, it's me. She went, oh, my God. I said, yup, back in my hometown. Imagine that shit. But, yeah, we caught up a minute. She's doing really good.
Oh, cool.
Yup. And, of course, I've run into a few other high school type friends since I've been back home. Turtle, of course.
Right.
Candy.
Yes.
Let's see. There's been a couple others. Tommy. Jean. Not really many that I actually used to hang out with back in the day. But,
right.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to know that there's a few of my classmates still alive. There's been so many of us dropping like flies recently.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's,
I sometimes when I see people, I just pretend, you know, they're like some variant, you know, they're from some other reality.
Yeah. I need that chick that's in Multiverse of Madness. There's one reality I really want to find. Because, you know, if it can exist, it does somewhere.
That's right. Somewhere it exists.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, you know, it'd be nice to find that reality where people don't lie to you and, you know, things are what they appear to be. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Anyway, but, yeah, so this was supposed to be part two of Carrie's introduction to Hiddlefax. However, with his other obligations, that, of course, is not going to happen now. I'm hoping eventually, maybe one of these days, years, millennia, we might be able to get him back on the show just to check in on him, see how he's doing, see how the kids are, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Not holding my breath, but maybe. We'll see. One day.
So the first Hiddlefax was a Barry episode?
Yes. The first two or three were Barry episodes.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. So without further ado, let us climb.
Eventually, I see this as like, you know, with Doctor Who, you know, Doctor Who has had a lot of companions over the years.
Right.
And, you know, so there's Doctor Who, of course, is in every episode. But then there's like, you know, rankings of the companions, how many episodes they've been in, you know.
Right.
So, yeah. So whether or not, you know, it's me or Carrie or, you know, JoJo, your future host, right, then.
Oh, no, the next one's got to be either Mary or Terry or
Jerry.
Actually, I know a Jerry that would probably have lots of fun with this. Another friend from Auburn, as a matter of fact. He, you remember my writer friend Clay?
Yes.
He's still really good friends with Clay. If I could get Jerry on this show, he'd probably embarrass me and you both and love every minute of it. It'd be great.
See, I remember Jerry Bird, and of course he's passed away now, but...
Yeah, my Jerry from Auburn, quite a bit, quite a bit like Jerry Bird.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I could imagine Jerry having quite a time on a podcast like this.
Oh, because, way too much fun.
Yeah, he would find both of the subjects very delicious to talk about.
So. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, Pirate Fairy, not even withstanding, you know. You had way too much fun with that one.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm still reminded of Marilyn Manson's quote that even if you're a guy, you cannot be called gay because, hey, it's Johnny Depp.
Right. Yeah, of course.
You know, I get it. I totally do. But, so, we will, I guess, treat this as your reintroduction.
Yes.
To Hiddlefax. Alright, you usually got a pretty good memory. Question. Do you remember how many languages Tom Hiddleston speaks?
I want to say 7.
You're almost there. It rhymes. He speaks 11.
11 okay,
different languages.
Maybe and, I'm thinking of like how many fluent.
No, that's 5. He speaks 5 fluently, and okay. He is conversant in 11 total.
Wow.
But that doesn't even cover the Norwegian that he had to learn for Loki season one. Mm-hmm. Or a couple of other things. So, yeah. Talking about degrees of separation, catching you up on a few things that you might have missed. I'm not sure how much of the podcast you actually listened to when you weren't on it, but we did a degrees of separation between Depp and Hiddleston.
Yes.
Well, I know you remember Night Manager.
Of course.
Not the main villain, but his sidekick. Do you remember who he was?
Yes, oh yeah. He was in the Pirates movies.
Tom Hollander played the big villain in the Pirates movies. And I looked at that, I said, wait a minute, he was in the Pirates, who was he in the Pirates movies? It did not click, did not compute. And I'm usually the one that's good with faces.
Yeah.
I'm usually the one that, you know, mannerisms and stuff, I'm like, oh, that's that guy from that other thing. And people are like, oh no, it can't be. Oh yeah, I'm right, always. You know, if I'm always right, you would save time if you would listen to me, but that's okay. But yeah, I pulled him up and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Wow. So yeah.
Nice.
It's incredible that they're linked so many times on so many different platforms and they've never been in a show together. I can't wait. That's gonna happen. The fans have spoken. It's gonna happen. It's got to.
Depp and Hiddleston?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine the special episode of the show that would have to dissect that one.
Oh, no. There would be a special month. but see, I can't see them being on the same side, though.
Yeah.
Either one's gonna be a villain and one's gonna be the hero. Or they're both going to be villains fighting for different ends.
Yeah.
I cannot see both of them being the good guy. But they both play damn good bad guys. So, you know, that would definitely be something to watch.
Yeah, I think my ultimate would be for both of them to be playing villains. But they're working at odds with one another. So they're like trying to constantly one-up each other. I think that could be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, definitely. And of course, Johnny is one of the very, very few that is not attached to the MCU yet.
Yeah. Which I'm a little bit surprised by.
Yeah, me as well. But well, with Disney treating him the way they've been treating him, it's no wonder.
Yeah.
And I hope that Disney, Warner Brothers, J.K. Rowling, and several others. I hope that big, huge, nasty plate of crow that they gotta eat. Yeah. Chug you some vodka, it'll make it go down easier. But y'all deserve it. Every single one of you bitches deserves it. We told you. You didn't listen. Now he's been exonerated. Screw you.
Yeah. The way I think he should do it, and I think what he was accused of is, you know, very different, but he needs to follow the Mel Gibson map. You know, Gibson just appeared as like a secondary player in several movies over the course of a few years, and now he's back to starring in things, you know.
Oh, right. So. Right, yeah. And he's actually started doing that. He was on tour with Jeff Beck. He did the MTV Music Awards, Movie Awards. He's still, you know, I am still, however, pissed, and my luck holds true. I told you, you know, we've discussed this, you know, my luck thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Hiddleston, touring with Jeff Beck, gonna be to 90% of Jeff Beck's concerts. So I'm thinking, yay, awesome. Got to do this, right? They come to Atlanta October 1st. Guess when Johnny joined the tour? October 4th. October 4th.
Yeah.
Yep. My luck. I swear to God. I could be on a deserted island, nobody but me and Johnny, he wouldn't know I was there. I wouldn't know he was there. We'd probably both fucking starve to death. Telling you, it's bad. But yeah. All right, on to Hiddleston. Hiddle facts. Okay. You know, I do the phobias thing. I have, you know, my whole list and stuff. So what are you afraid of? Is it arachnophobia? Is it ophelophobia?
I'm afraid of heights.
Heights? I'm actually not sure what that is. I can find out. But yeah, that's one I'm not sure about.
Yeah, I get very nervous if I'm like, but it's funny, like, I'm not afraid of like flying, for instance, you know, but anything where I'm like standing out in the open, kind of exposed, and I'm very, very high.
Acrophobia. Okay.
Yeah, I start kind of freaking out.
Yeah, see, I don't like flying, but it's not because I have a fear of heights.
Right.
Okay, if I'm in a boat and it sinks, I know how to swim. You get me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, if that plane starts going down, there's only one thing to do, and that's put your head between your knees and kiss your ass goodbye. You know, sorry, I never thought that I would... Well, I have thought that I would probably go out in an intense fireball, but not from a plane wreck.
It's kind of funny. That's kind of the same reason why I don't get very concerned about flying. Because I'm like, if something goes wrong, I'm going to die. Well, and so it's like, I don't worry about it. But what I'm much more concerned about is falling from a great height and surviving.
Aha, yes. Yeah. Yes. Now that I understand completely as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tom has galeophobia.
Okay.
Well, and that...
being afraid of Gaelic people?
No, being afraid of sharks.
Oh.
Yep, nature created the perfect killing machine, is his quote.
Huh.
But yeah, oh, I found a another, I had mentioned this before, but in, you know, Woody Allen is the one who did Midnight in Paris.
Right.
Okay, Woody Allen actually sent Tom Hiddleston a letter asking him to be in the movie.
Oh.
I thought it was a big deal. Well, you know, Tom now has the letter framed and hanging in his office. However, he told Entertainment Weekly it was three sentences long. Quote, "Dear Tom, I'm making a movie in Paris this summer. I attached some pages. I'd love for you to play the role of Scott." End quote.
Okay.
Actually, they do have photos of this letter online, if anybody is interested in looking it up.
So why did Tom not take the role?
He did.
He did?
Yes.
I didn't realize he had been in a movie by...
Woody Allen?
Woody Allen, yeah.
Yeah, he was in Midnight in Paris.
I did not know that.
That is one of the few that I have not seen.
I have not seen Midnight in Paris, obviously.
And I swear you have seen Chocolat, you just don't remember it.
I've never seen Chocolat.
Yes, you have.
I've never seen Chocolat.
All right. We'll have to watch Chocolat one of these days. It's a very good movie, actually.
I've heard it's good.
It is. It is very good. But that's a Depp movie, not a Hiddleston. So.
Yeah.
However, the woman that plays in Chocolat reminds me of the woman that plays in Midnight in Paris. So.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, okay, we did that last week. Let's see. Oh, yeah. I have the same problem, but not when I'm scared. My eyes water when I get mad. So if we're ever fighting and I start crying, run.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing, okay? I'm you're not upsetting me. That's not the problem. No. If I get so mad I start crying, oh, just look out. Because that's right before I start throwing things.
Gotcha.
And it doesn't matter what it is. You know, the coffee table, the glass, the vase, the three-year-old, don't care.
I was gonna say the cat. Yeah.
Yep. No, the cat's smart enough. Cat is smart enough to get the hell out the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, his eyes water when he is scared. Now, he also still gets stage fright. So combine those two things and those, what most people would consider weaknesses, actually help him in his dramatic scenes. Hmm. Because, you know, he cries on demand. I've seen him in several interviews do just that. But yeah, I tell you what, it is off-putting when you're just scrolling through, you know, you're trying to find something interesting to blog about or what have you, and you come across an interview and you're not really paying attention, so you're looking at something else and you look up and he's just like boo-hooing. And you're like, oh shit, what happened? What, oh my God, what? Oh, you know, you're freaking out trying to figure out what the hell has made this poor man cry. And then you realize, oh no, he was just showing off. Got it. No problem. Matter of fact, I saw him do that on Jimmy Kimmel. Talking about Baby Yoda.
Really?
Yup.
Did Baby Yoda make him cry?
Yes, because Baby Yoda was just so cute. Yup. One of the things that, you know, he goes above and beyond for his movies, I've said all along, that shocked and stunned expression you see on his face as he's lying in the pit on the floor after being Hulk smashed.
Oh, yes, I've heard this.
He actually was repeatedly grabbed and shaken violently by Mark Chu, the animation director.
So he actually was looking shocked.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like when when Hulk first snatches him up. He's wearing a tether on his ankle. He knew that sometime during that speech that he was giving, he was going to be pulled, you know, picked up and, you know, but he didn't know exactly when it was going to happen. So he's in the middle of his speech and he's really getting into it and all of a sudden, yoink, there he goes. Yeah. So that's that shocked, holy shit expression. Oh yeah, that's all real.
Wow.
Okay, do you know what his first role as a musician was?
Was it in the vampire film?
I am impressed, yes!
Because yeah, I knew that came before he played
Hank Williams. Hank Williams in 2015, but in 2013 he portrayed Adam, the depressed rock star / vampire trying to come to terms with the decay and devolution of the human world. And he actually does play both violin and lute. So when you see him play that in Only Lovers Left Alive, that is actually him.
But he's not actually playing the guitar and...
Yes. Yeah, oh yeah. He is actually playing the guitar. He is actually... But the violin and the lute, those are two that you don't see very... You know, that's not something people just pick up and learn.
Right. You know? Right.
He's also... he says he's not particularly musical, but he's a talented singer, and he also plays the violin, lute, piano, guitar, spoons.
Spoons.
Spoon. Oh, yeah. You've never seen him play spoons? It's not easy. I tried. I actually tried. There's a trick to it. I'm just not sure what it is. Okay. Yes, he plays spoons. And, of course, he dances. All the time.
Yes.
Which is the one thing that Johnny Depp is terrified of.
Yeah, I don't really think I've seen Depp do much in the way of dancing. I've seen him, like, slow dance.
That's the only... I've seen it. I saw him dance in The Tourist.
Yes.
That last scene where he and Angelina Jolie are at the ball. Oh, yeah. 2016 was a great year for him.
How so?
Well, let's see. He was the most Googled actor in 2016.
Okay.
He also won England's very, very high award, Rear of the Year.
I was going to ask you, was that the year that his rear was so popular?
Yep, that is the year. Well, his rear is popular every year, but that is the year that England decided to give him an award for it.
Yeah.
However, in 2016 is also the year that his biggest flop to date was released, and that was I Saw the Light.
Oh,
But yeah, his award-winning ass has been shown off in quite a few of his movies, and he's been asked why. He said it's quote, and it he should have said because I've got a beautiful ass and people like to look at it. But
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I would have said people keep asking to see it.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know, yeah, the thing about it is other actors need to realize when people say, "No, dude, don't show your ass." That's not what they mean.
Yeah, right, right.
But he's actually quoted as saying, "It's so often in movies that women are more naked than men, and I think that's unfair. I wanted to redress the balance."
Okay.
So, you know, hey, one actor cannot do it all, so hey, guys, come on. Step it up. Snap, snap, chop, chop. Let's do it.
Well, and his MCU brother.
His MCU brother has joined him. So, yeah. Absolutely. But, he loves language. He's fascinated by it, which is probably why he speaks so many different languages. And, all right, you deal with teachers a lot.
Yes.
I'm going to need you to do me a favor.
What's that?
And let me know on the next podcast, because I have tried to get a hold of several of the language professors at the local colleges here.
Okay.
Nobody will return my calls. I want to know. He is a talented mimic, and he is a student of language, shall we say.
Okay.
Is he a good mimic because he understands language, or is he good at the languages because he's such a good mimic? Is there any correlation between the two?
All right.
I really want to know. Because part of what makes him so good and fluent in so many different languages is because he understands the tonality, he understands the accents, he understands the difference between high Scot and low Scot. You know, a Scot from the Highlands or a Scot from the Lowlands. They have different accents.
Right.
He knows this. And he can distinguish between the two. You know, it's just, it's fascinating to me. But, he's fluent in English, French, Greek, Spanish, and Italian. Can also speak and understand some Russian, Latin, German, Korean, Mandarin Chinese, and British Sign Language. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, which thing is it that makes him so good at it?
Is there any correlation between the two? Because there may be nothing. I mean, it may just be, you know, he got lucky and he's good with both things. But he is definitely, he's not a fly-by-the-seat-of-his-pants kind of dude. He, he studies, he plans, if he wants to do a role, he immerses himself in that role. When he played the night manager, he followed an actual night manager for like 2 weeks at one of the Marriotts. When he was doing High Rise, he actually went and studied with what do they call it? The dude that does the autopsies.
Okay, yeah, like a medical examiner. Right?
Yeah. You know, an actual doctor who deals with dead people. You know, he went and hung out with him for like a week or two.
Wow.
So he immerses himself in these roles, so it's kind of not surprising with the breadth of his roles that he's picked up quite a bit of the language deal, but yeah, I still want to know if it has anything to do with the mimicry.
Yeah.
So
I will see if I can find out.
If one of your friends or one of the teachers you deal with or whatever, see if they have any idea or if they know where I should start looking to find out.
All right.
Because I do research. That's what I do. And I'm good at it. However, not so much this time. But yeah, he, okay. Sports. I know he's an athlete. It's obvious he's an athlete, but what do you think he did as far as sports? Did he do any sports before he became an actor?
I'm going to guess he's a proper Britishman, so I'm going to say that he was a an oarsman.
You're really stretching it. Actually, he was a typical English lad and was on the varsity rugby team at Cambridge University.
Rugby, okay, all right.
He is also a master, self-proclaimed master of table tennis, ping pong.
Huh.
Until Owen Wilson kicked his ass.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah, they, I don't know if they had the ping pong table there or if they had it set up for the guys, but Owen Wilson had heard him talking about how he was a master of table tennis, and he said, oh, really? Yeah, Tom was not happy with the results. He's like, yeah, no. He handed me my ass.
Wow. Yeah, see, I would love to have seen that, though.
Oh, I know. Where are the cameras when you need them?
Yeah.
That would have been great. But, yeah. Yeah, of course, him and his friendship with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay.
That actually started on War Horse, the set of War Horse, which I tried to watch. I am so sorry, Tom. Guys, y'all were great. Yeah, it takes a special kind of person to watch War Horse from start to finish. Yeah. There were no stunt doubles in War Horse. So they both play part of the military. And there's a lot of marching. There's a lot of fighting on the horseback. There's a lot of, you know, that kind of thing. And he says they got pretty roughed up during filming. There were no stunt doubles, so they had to do all of their own stunts. And I'm not sure about Benedict, but Tom was not a big horse person before filming this movie. They had to do a lot of intense, real military training. Let's see. We had to ride these horses at the front of a of 90 soldiers on double rein, single-handed, holding sabers out in front of us. So, yes, it was very intensive. We both fell off the horses a lot during training. It was humbling. You get to know someone very quickly when you're both learning something like that together.
Right.
Yeah, I bet they were messed up, man. I don't even want to think about the bruises and crap they had to deal with. I mean, I've dealt with horses all of my life, and I've had my share of bone-deep bruising. You know, with the skin, you touch the skin, it feels like you're touching jelly. It's just nasty. But, yeah I mean, horses, yeah, These horses, I'm sure, were exceptionally well-trained, but even well-trained horses can give you some damage.
Yeah.
Yep. But, yeah, speaking of another one of his co-stars, and you mentioned the movie not too long ago, Only Lovers Left Alive, Tilda Swinton.
Yes.
I love this woman. First movie I ever saw her in, I was not sure if she was female. I'm not saying that to be rude. I'm saying she was extremely androgynous.
Right.
She has the ability to play any role and probably play it better than anyone else I've ever seen. I can't think of any typical role that I couldn't put Tilda Swinton into that she would probably outperform whoever it was to begin with.
Right.
Because she is just an amazing actress. He had never heard the Serenity Prayer before. But she uses it, Tilda uses it, on a regular basis to center and focus and You know, you've heard people, woosa, you know, woosa, try to calm down, whatever. Yeah, Tilda uses the Serenity Prayer. Well, Tom has picked it up, and now he is known to use it. You'll hear him whispering it to himself if he's late, if he misses a line, if he flubs something. You know, if he's generally discombobulated, he will say the Serenity Prayer, take a deep breath, and try again.
Huh. So he had never heard it before?
He says he had never heard it until he heard Tilda Swinton say it.
Wow.
He states, quote, "I'd never heard it before until she said it. She is a very wise woman."
Yeah, with, you know, I mean, even, because I'm certainly not the most religious of people, but, you know, some things you can't avoid hearing at some point, you know, but.
Right, well, interesting. But then again, English, maybe it's not as common there.
Maybe.
Yep, but we're heading on toward 50 minutes, so I'm going to hit one more right quick, because this surprised me. Okay, I was an early bloomer. Most definitely. All right, Barry, when did you get your first real kiss? Do you remember?
Yeah.
You could probably remember who it was, too.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. I was in, I was ninth grade.
So it puts you at 13, 12 or 13.
Yeah, I probably would have been about 14.
About 14? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'd have to say my first kiss, I want to say either 11 or 12, probably 11, knowing me, realistically.
I remember she tasted like pepperoni pizza.
Must have been a pizza party.
Yeah, we were having pizza, and before then, it had never occurred to me that when you kiss someone, they would taste like what they had been eating or drinking.
quite a realization.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, you hear story or read stories or whatever about people having the kiss, and it never mentions, you know, wow, you could really taste the, you know, grape soda on her lips.
However, Katy Perry did warn you. I kissed a girl and I liked it. She tasted like cherry chapstick.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, she tastes like a pepperoni pizza.
Nice. All right. Well, Tom, take a guess.
I'm going to say, I bet he's early. I'm going to say 12.
Oh, he's early. All right. A lot earlier than 12. He was 10.
10.
Yep.
Wow.
First kiss at 10. Yes, 10 years old. Tongues and everything. It was thrilling. yeah. Yet he still wants us to believe he had a hard time with girls when he was in school. No.
Yeah.
Not happening. Some of his impersonations... Oh, and guys, any of the impersonations you hear me talking about, you can look them up on YouTube, or just search them using Google or whatever. They will pop up. You can see them for yourself. But he does a great Robert De Niro. He does a Samuel L. Jackson, Owen Wilson, Chris Evans, Alan Rickman. He does a great Alan Rickman. Chris Hemsworth. He does a wonderful Jeff Goldblum. He does pretty much anybody. I will do some research on this and see if I can tell you exactly where to find this one I'm about to talk about. I have lost it. I don't remember what the host's name was. He was on with this guy right after Loki premiered, and he was at the Comic-Con. So it was the day after his debut at Comic-Con, and he mimicked the host so flawlessly. I was not watching the video. I was actually doing something else and just listening to it. I thought my audio track had skipped.
Yeah.
It was, matter of fact, Barry, I do believe you're the one who alerted me to that particular
video.
Yeah,
they were you know, basically just challenging him to show how well he could mimic somebody. And so he did the, you know, the moderator or the host or whatever.
Slumped down in the chair, took the same position the guy was in, and he's going, yeah. No, you're not going to do. And before he could say, you're not going to do me, that was it. It was done. Because he sounded, yeah. I mean, just spot on. There is also a video where he illustrates how to accent. And he does several different accents from Scottish to French to, I think a couple of, just, he does like 6 or 8 speaking English words, but doing so with an accent. And that is quite entertaining. It's very nice. That's how I know he knows the difference between a Highland Scot and a Lowland Scot. But, yeah, Scottish not so much. I am Black Irish to my core. So, Scots, just watch out.
Well, I think these are some fascinating fiddle facts.
They are, and this is actually just scratching the surface. And I really, these are all on other podcasts that we've done. So, guys, I'm sorry to do a repeat. I will apologize for that. But I also try very hard to do what I say I'm going to. When I say there will be a part two, by God, there will be a part two. So even though the reason for the part two isn't here anymore, we still did the part two. So we're gonna keep it rolling. We're going to keep it going. And hopefully, we're going to keep this going for a bit longer. This is episode 60. I am very happy to be here. I am very proud of Depheads and Hiddlestoners. And in just a couple of weeks, we have our second Depheads and Hiddlestoners celebration of Hiddleston's birthday, which is February 9th. So definitely going to have to come up with something good for that one.
So in less than another year, you're going to hit episode 100.
Oh, yeah. Should be, at this point, right around or very close to our two-year anniversary.
Yeah.
So, we'll hit episode 100. Hopefully, we will hit it. Hopefully, we will still be here. However, I should have done this at the beginning of the podcast. I did not, so I will do it now. I am redesigning, I guess you could say, the podcast. Our focus is still going to be Johnny Depp and Tom Hiddleston. As always, as usual, as forever, it's always going to be that way. But I do think we're going to open it up a little bit more. Maybe bring in, as we have already done a time or two, some of the highlights and actors and actresses that these two have worked with, have studied, have, you know, the ones that they admire, the ones that, you know, this kind of thing. I'm also going to open it up a little bit more toward maybe some different stuff. Maybe we'll have a phobias podcast at one point. Yeah, I don't know. But we're going to start doing a few things different, and hopefully you guys will like it. I don't know whether you like it or not, since I've not received any emails and nobody uses the dedicated phone line. So anyway, you know, there is that if you ever get bored. But
there are downloads going on, so somebody's listening.
Well, people are listening, and I'm glad. I am so glad. Thank you, guys. Even if you never speak to me, listen to the podcast. That works for me. You know, most of the time I hate people anyway, so. But, you know, ask my co-host here, Johnny Depp and Tom Hiddleston are two things that I can discuss forever.
Yeah.
So, you know. But, yeah, so anybody willing and wanting to discuss that, give me a call. Hey, if I'm not available, you can leave me a message, and I certainly will get back to you. Always, always, always. Just leave me a good time zone so that I'm not calling you at, like, when it's 3 in the morning at your time. Yeah, unless that's when you want me to call. So.
Right.
There are several ways to get in touch with me. And, of course, Barry as well, even though he's not full-time with the show anymore. You can always always get in touch with him as well. And I'm sure that you got a message for Carrie. I'm sure we can find a way to get that to him as well. But we've got depheadsandhiddlestoners@yahoo.com. We have the blog, which is depheadsandhiddlestoners.com. Or you can go through barryreese.net and click on the link. We also, and so sorry about this, guys, our podcast number has changed. So we do have a dedicated phone line. We have a dedicated phone number for the podcast. That is depheadsandhiddlestoners@949-373-5476. So we have that as well. That rings directly to me. So if you want to leave a message for one of the other guys, just let me know. We'll make sure they get it. If you want to leave a message for me, by all means, feel free. Think of anything else?
No, I can't. So next week it's back to Depheads, right?
Yes. Yes, we are going to be doing a few depositions, but yeah, we're going to talk about Depp and some of his likes, dislikes, paranoias, and fears, which he actually does have a few. So, but hey, you know, I'm sorry, you can't be perfect. He's rich, he's famous, he's beautiful, he's aged brilliantly, he looks like a frigging Adonis. There has to be, you know, you gotta have a few issues. So.
Well, and I hate to call them issues. I think they're more eccentricities.
Oh, yeah, that works, too. That definitely works. Oh, yeah. Oh, and still haven't heard yet any more on the Beetlejuice thing. We're hoping to hear more about that very soon. Supposedly, Tim Burton has the actors locked in, including Johnny Depp. So, and Winona Ryder. That's going to be fun.
Well, you know, the biggest hit, you know, that Netflix has had in a long time was the Wednesday series, which had Christina Ricci in it.
Right.
And, you know, I would love, since they've confirmed a season two, you know, with Tim Burton back and, you know, Jenna Ortega and everybody, I would love it if they could somehow squeeze in a Johnny Depp appearance.
That would be wonderful, but Disney put the kibosh on that to begin with.
Well, but, so, you know, this one's a Netflix thing, so...
That's right. Okay, I was thinking something different. But, yeah, now, that would be very cool. You know, Tim and Johnny have remained friends. There's never been, as far as I've ever heard, any kind of bad blood between the two of them. So, you know, it would be great. Get a little cameo going on there.
Yeah.
Christina Ricci.
Get a lot of eyeballs on it.
Oh, yeah. Christina Ricci is another one of those actresses that has worked with Johnny multiple times in various different movies. However, she's known him since she was 9. So she's like, yeah, it's not what you think. She's like, it's not all that impressive. She does a love scene with him in the movie The Man Who Cried. Yeah, she said, yeah, it's not all that. It's just kind of weird. It's like kissing your uncle or something.
Yeah.
I said, oh my God, you know, I've often said I would have loved to have grown up around these guys. But when I think about it that way, no, hell, I wouldn't. Who wants to kiss Johnny Depp and feel like you're kissing your uncle? Come on.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry, that would just ruin... That would ruin my world. That would just be done. I'd be like, oh, okay, that's it. I'm done. I can't kiss Johnny Depp and enjoy it. Nope. That's it. Okay. Kill it. I'm done. Stick a fork in me. I have had enough. Yeah, that would definitely just put the brakes on pretty much any... Dude, I kissed Johnny Depp and was not impressed. You think you can do better? I mean, really?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, my dating would like, be done. There would be no dating, ever, with anybody. Yeah. I'd probably have to, you know, do the whole female thing. You know, there would be no way that another guy could compare, ever.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I'm sure it would be wonderful, but, I mean, what if it wasn't as great as you thought? I mean, it just seems
then
like that would just
nobody would ever know it. Because I would never say, uh-oh, I would, mm-mm. Nope, that was the best sex of my life. Nope, you might as well just give it up, because, yeah, that, no, that, there's no comparison. Sorry. No, none. I still love his attitude, though, about when he was asked if he was faithful. He said, do you mean faithful or monogamous?
Yeah.
Agreed, Johnny. Agreed. I'm with you there.
Yes.
But anyway, guys, we are just over the 1 hour mark. I thought this was going to be a short show, but we did all good. Barry, thank you so much for being here. Hopefully we can count on you for next week.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Good, good, good. All right. So that seals it in. We've got me and Barry coming back next week for episode 61, Deposition. And so I guess for now, we will say later, tater, and you going to say bye?
Yeah. Welcome back. I'm going to say that. How about that?
Absolutely. And welcome back to you as well, Barry. So guys, until then, love and peace. Peace and love. If you can't be good at it. And if you can't do that, name it after me.